Welcome back to Girl Talk, presented by Julieland. I'm Serena Blair, and I am here again with the beautiful Nikki Next.
Yo, yo, yo.
And the one and only Richard Avery.
Hello. Good afternoon.
So today we're going to talk about traveling and going places other than where we normally are.
Out of the house.
Yes.
Exactly.
Sometimes that's out of the bed for some people.
Exactly.
But yeah, so I've been to a lot of places in the world. I know Nikki hasn't been a whole lot of places, but
I've been a lot.
Like, what are the...
A lot of places I want to go, though.
Yeah, where are the places you want to go?
Number one, Barcelona.
Number two?
Number two... Barcelona, no. New York City. I have been to New York City once for like 2 days a few years ago, but I didn't get to see a lot of places. It was raining super hard, and I was with a friend, and we ran into all this trouble, so we had to fly back.
Okay.
I definitely want to go there too. I haven't been. We should go.
We should
go. Yeah.
And where else do you want to go?
Chicago. I'm naming places in the U.S.,
though. I know. Like, seriously, a little more exotic than that?
Girl, broaden your horizons.
Exactly.
I got to get my passport so I can go out of the country.
Yeah.
It takes a while.
Australia. I know you've been to Australia more than once, Dick.
Mm-hmm. A few times.
I want to go there. I want to go, like, Australia, London, Spain, all the places that have, like, the big old architecture. And the mosaic art, the tiles, like all the old stuff. That's
Italy?
My favorite.
The Vatican.
The Vatican.
I've been
the
there.
Vatican's probably like number three.
Mm-hmm. I've been there, and I wasn't struck by lightning, so I feel okay.
But was it like as majestic as you thought it was?
Yes, it actually was. It was impressive, that's for sure. We spent a day, one of my best friends and I spent a couple days in Rome, just seeing everything, everything we could for a couple days. And it is beautiful. I love Italy. Italy's probably my second favorite place in the world.
What's your first?
Australia. Oh. But I love Italy. Have you been to Italy?
I haven't been to Europe yet. Okay. Anywhere in Europe. And that's definitely something that I am very anxious to do soon.
So where's your favorite places?
Most of the places I've traveled to are South America.
I'm so jealous. That's the places I haven't gone that I want to go.
I speak Spanish, so... It makes it a little easier. I spent a month in Ecuador when I was 14, which was just like a dream for me. And being such an animal person, and you know, I studied evolution in college, and I got to go to Galapagos and see where Darwin did his thing.
That's
like that,
cool.
Just that will stick with me forever.
Exactly.
And my most recent trip was Brazil, which was amazing. I was in Rio. For 2 weeks.
Did you feel safe?
I did. Granted, I was with a group of fighters. and not only are they fighters, but that culture is very respectful of fighters in general. So,
bodyguards.
Yeah, if I ever went out alone, like I went out with one of their logos on me, just so people would recognize that I'm with that team and they respect that. And so I definitely felt very safe. I felt very comfortable there, like... You know, the people there are very nice. My body type fits in, so I just looked like one of everybody else. It was great.
Did you like the Brazilian women?
I did.
I hear they're really hot.
They're very confident.
Very
confident. And just, it's such a difference going to the beach there and going to the beach here and just watching the way women walk around half naked. Versus the women walking around half naked here, it's refreshing. It's like I want to look at those women, and those women don't mind that I look at them.
Right.
So do they have all nude beaches, topless?
No, actually. There are some nude beaches, but they're kind of, you know, local spots and out of the way. It's not like a huge thing. They just wear really skimpy bikinis.
I was going to say, you don't really need to go to a nude beach there because everything is so tiny.
Yeah.
You don't.
I know.
And for them also... they're really into tan lines.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's one of the weird things. Like they're.
I love tan lines.
Yeah.
I like the one piece Brazilian bikinis that goes. You can see the sides, so it goes down the front.
Oh yeah, those are pretty.
Those are my favorite. That's probably my favorite type of bathing suit because it's flattering.
Well, then you need to go to Brazil.
I do.
To buy
I gotta
bikinis.
Get an authentic one.
I bought so many bikinis.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just come back with a suitcase full of bathing suits.
Those people know how to use their spandex. Let me tell you, I bought so many leggings and bikinis and sports bras there. I thought I was going to buy jeans, but apparently they all go to Miami for that.
Mm. That's funny.
So,
have you been to Asia much?
Just Thailand. I was in Thailand for a month. I didn't go to any of the really touristy places.
Right.
I was in Chiang Mai. For the most part, I spent a couple of days in Bangkok, but
would you ever want to go to Japan?
Yeah, I would love to go to Japan just to eat the sushi.
I want to go to Tokyo. Let's go to Tokyo.
Let's go, man.
I want to see the culture of Japan. The culture is so out there that it's something you have to see in person.
It's very different.
Did you hear? I just read a post this morning online about how today, September 1st, is the biggest day. I don't know how to phrase this. The biggest day of the year in Japan for teenage suicide.
Really? Oh.
It's so weird. Like that more kids kill themselves. Wow. It's September 1st.
Why is it today?
They have a huge...
It's right before school starts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
They have a huge problem with teenage suicide there as it is. It's a huge problem in Japan.
I had a friend in school who was...
And they had it talked about how the article talked about school being bullied and kids just don't want to go to school, so they'd rather kill themselves.
It's probably really demanding too.
It is. And they go 6 days a week. Instead of five. For longer hours, and they get like 20 times more homework. I remember one girl was just like, I'm so glad I came to the US because in Japan, the homework's like this. This was before she learned English, really. And she was like doing a lot of pantomiming to explain this to us. But, you know.
Plus, you're a teenager, and like everything is like so dramatic and crazy. And
it's an intense culture.
You have to deal with everything.
Where would you like to go? What are your top places that you want to go? Like she says, Barcelona. Do you have any desire for Spain?
I definitely want to go to Europe. Okay. So, and I want to go and see everything that Europe has to offer. That's just a part of the world that I've never been to. And I love traveling. So I need to experience it all.
We got to see Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, definitely Europe, Australia and Tasmania.
Yeah.
And New Zealand.
There's so many great places to see.
And then Africa. Like, that's a whole nother continent over there that's got some amazing... I mean, I want to go see all the big animals before they get poached to death.
Yeah. I would love to see South Africa. I think it'd be a pretty amazing thing to see.
Madagascar.
I have friends who've gone many times. They say it's pretty amazing. I have a best friend who's gone on a safari twice now and just says it's amazing just to go out and see all these animals.
That I would do. I think. Yeah, I would.
You would.
I would.
But I'd rather go to right now, after I've seen a lot, and I think at this point in my life, I think the places I want to see, I want to see Tokyo big time in Japan.
Yeah.
And then I want to see South America because I've always had a thing about it. I've always wanted to go to Rio and I've always wanted to go to Buenos Aires.
I have a friend who's living in Medellin right now.
Oh, yeah?
I just want the same one who was living in Thailand when I went and visited him.
I just always love the idea of South America. I just love the idea of that the culture. Even though the countries are kind of fucked up, the cultures are pretty cool.
The culture is cool. What about Argentina?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires.
There's a big difference between that part of South America and the upper part, though.
Yeah, huge difference.
So, definitely being in Brazil and Costa Rica was, a world of difference from being in Ecuador.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. There's a lot of different, it's the same thing. Like if you've ever been to Mexico, if you've ever been to the top of Mexico, it's Mexico. You go to further down, it's not Mexico. It's completely different.
Yeah.
It's a different world.
I've been to Tulum and Chichen Itza and those places like that. It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. And the people aren't the same thing either. It's more Indian culture.
Mm-hmm. Costa Rica is one place that I would definitely go. I did almost go to Costa Rica. This was when I was in high school. I was an extra in a movie called Surf School. This is really funny.
This is a real random story.
You know who's in it? Cisco, the thong song guy.
Oh,
and
my
this girl,
God.
This girl that was super big in it was either Japan or China. And they shot it like Laguna High School, and then they shot the other half in Costa Rica. It's all really cool surf shots. And I almost went, but they changed the whole story around. But it was a low-budget movie, and there weren't that many extras.
Did it ever come out?
Yeah, it came out.
Do you see yourself in it?
So long ago.
Do you see?
It's I'm in the background for 2 minutes, but I'm in it.
I'm famous. My claim to fame.
Did you go to the premiere party?
No, sadly.
God. And what's your favorite thing about traveling? You say you like traveling. I don't like the process of traveling. I just like getting there.
Yeah, I don't like the process. The process is horrible.
Do you run out and immediately go to the, do you go straight to like the touristy places, or would you rather see the non-touristy places?
Because
I always mix it in.
I like to do both. I like to stay somewhere that's not touristy and then be able to visit the touristy places. But I don't want to be like in tourist central the whole time, typically.
Yeah. It takes away from everything, too.
And mostly when I travel, I stay with friends. So I don't get the touristy experience as much.
How long was the flight to Brazil? God, it had to be 13 long.
13 hours.
Was that straight from?
No, we stopped in Miami.
Wow.
So 5 and then 13. Mm.
Oh. I would sleep for as long as I could.
Well, it was 5 and then. No, it was 5 and then 9.
Wow.
Oh my God.
And then Thailand was like fucking forever.
Yeah.
And I stopped in Korea.
Yeah.
And on the way back, I had an 18-hour layover in Seoul. Which, thankfully, that's like the most amazing airport ever.
A friend of mine just did that, actually. Yeah. They were texting me from that Seoul airport for like hours, just like bored, like nothing to do.
I ended up checking into the hotel because they, like, you can get it by the hour. And I was like, I took a shower, I took a nap. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Longest flight I take is to Australia, which is like 14 and a half. And it's pretty brutal. You just sleep like most of it away. But
sleep, wake up, sleep. Check your phone, sleep.
Knock yourself out and sleep.
Fortunately, I'm really good at sleeping on airplanes. Like, as soon as I sit down, I conk out.
I normally sleep in a ball in my bed in, like, the fetal position, so I can sleep pretty much anywhere.
You just curl into a little ball like a dog.
And I
just get balled up in the chair. Now leave me alone.
Good night.
When I went to Costa Rica, we took the shittiest airline called TACA. It's the South American airline. We were in first class. They didn't have pillows.
Oh.
What? Really?
We were freezing. We didn't have blankets. We didn't have pillows. All we had was the first class area to ourselves.
But it had amazing leg room.
Yeah. But it's like, it still was so uncomfortable. I ended up like curling up into a ball. Like, that just makes like no I sense. Would.
No pillows or blankets.
It was horrible.
Well, that's not fun.
We're like, what?
What's the best flight you ever took?
Best was to Thailand on Korean Airlines.
Yeah. I took a flight back from Australia once, first class Qantas.
Nice.
I didn't want the flight to end. I was just like, this is the greatest flight.
Just laid out flat.
The bed, the whole thing. And there was only like, I'm in first class, so there's only like 20 people there. You don't even know. You feel like you're in a private plane because you don't even know what's back there.
Wow. Yeah.
The bathroom was the size of this room here.
Really?
I mean, it was just this giant bath. Like the whole thing, you're just sitting here just going,
and this is a plane?
The plane lands, and you're like, can we just keep going? Let's keep going. This is really nice. I could work with this. And you can see, like, it makes perfect sense.
And a warm towel. They give you a warm towel.
And the meal, everything. Cookies. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that was my only experience flying first class, and it was horrible.
Oh, yuck.
I have flown first class many of times, and I actually flew a private jet a couple times.
That's on my bucket list.
That's baller. Yeah.
That is really cool.
I want to do that at like, least once or twice.
That is spoiled when...
That is how I would become part of the Mile High Club.
Yeah.
For private sure. Jet.
That is the way, yes.
It guys, is. That's the way to go.
Guys, take us on a private jet. You might get lucky.
She'll fuck you, I'll watch.
I will.
Private jet.
And then I'll fuck her.
The private jet, yeah. Private jets are fun, though. Like, it's just the whole, especially if they're the big ones, but like you're in these, the one we were in was huge, and it was like the whole experience, the whole time,
it's so accommodating.
I'm just sitting here the whole time, just kind of going, this is like completely surreal, and now I was like, now I see the incentive to become really filthy rich.
Oh, heck yeah.
This shit here. This is the shit that...
For sure.
Because normally, like in regular life, there's so much stuff that you have to go through, like all the hoops that you have to jump through.
No.
To get on a plane.
Yep. And I was just basically picked up in a limo here, driven to the airport. Plane. Dropped off.
Boom.
Amazing.
And so baller.
Came back like the whole way. And then I was just sitting there the whole time just going, this is just surreal. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it.
I've done first class once, but it was here to Seattle. But it counts. It counts. I got a hot towel and I got a really good pasta dinner.
And you got a cocktail?
And I got a cocktail.
Nice.
So, well, all that matters is that you got the cocktail, right?
So, yeah. And I think what this all boils down to is that you and I need to book a flight to New York.
Exactly.
Yes.
And go have a girl weekend.
Let's do it. And see a Broadway show.
First class.
We should grab Ash. First class. You guys should all go with Ash. Make it like a whole girl week thing.
Yes.
And like go crazy.
Let's do it.
I think you guys
will get our nails done.
We'll tell you all about it.
We'll have pillow fights. We'll do facials.
I have no desire to go. Been there too many times. Yeah, no, you're right though. But like Ash would take you guys, and because I know she likes to go. So you guys should plan it.
It's on.
Let's do it. Thank you guys for listening. We have had a blast talking about all the places we want to go and the places we have been. This has been Girl Talk. Tell us, Nikki, where we can find you on the interwebs.
Well, you can find my Julie Lamb blog at iheartnikki.com and Twitter and Instagram. It's Nikki Next.
And you can find me at Sexy Serena B on Twitter or Instagram. And you can also check out my awesome blog, serenablair.com. Bye, guys. Woo-hoo.